今天向根本上师问好，主持上师问好，师母问好，主上师、法教授师、法师、同门及网络上同门问好。
Everybody over internet,
我是职业法师短期训练生的毕业生。我是从在2月14号出家。
I was ordained back in February 14.
是情人节。
From England.
我记得很清楚。菩萨有情哈，当天呢
，That day
是这样子的哈，我记得。
I remember.
三位高大威猛的。
I follow three.
我一个小小的。
Strong and tall,
觉得很幸福，
Reverend,
很幸福，很舒顺，啊，觉得啊，人生啊，真的是难得有这么一次，这么一次。
Really a unique and rare opportunity.
我自己
once in a lifetime.
在二月时候，在西雅图出家之后呢，还
try ordained back in February from Seattle.
那时候西雅图是非常寒冷，常常下大雪。
It was really cold back then.
3个月，快就过了。
Had a bit of snow back.
等到春天来的，今天我。
Few months passed. The spring here.
樱花盛放。
The cherry.
觉得非常的。开心。
Cherry blossom.
而且看到众同门。
Go over.
都满面笑容的。
I've seen everybody with smiles.
觉得人生非常的开心。
I'm really happy.
我在西雅图短短的这几个月之内呢，
不知道，
人家就很奇怪的问我，为什么你的脸孔啊这么那个这么滑？我第一次
Why is your face
出家，我在图书馆上一个上师问我，哎呀，你为什么那么老才出家？
Master asked me why take you this long to ordain, or you wait till now when you at this old age to ordain.
他告诉我他69岁，啊，我想是啊，他的脸孔69岁，脸孔的皱纹比我还少的很多。
There's a
少的，哎，为什么
disciple 69 years old has less wrinkle than I have?
说说看，我自己呢本身哈。我是一个血癌病人
，am a leukemia patient。
还要在五月份的时候，我还要经过一个 remission， 就说我的情况呢是稳定，
October,
但是
in May
这个病情并不会复发啊。这个血癌
my condition is actually quite stable，
肺很消瘦，而且你会觉得你这个人的样子就是会变得很快。我这个样子变得很快，为什么呢？因为我有。做了第一次化疗的时候
，After I gone through first chemo，
太强了，医生呢
？It took a long time。
这个人可是太严重了吧？给我做一个化疗，这个化疗一做下去的时候，第一个化疗的时候，我的脸部就发红发肿。我在
After first chemotherapy， my face got swollen。
七天，当我出院的时候，我记得最清楚的是
7 days
庙里面哈，苏兰师姐在我去庙里面
I got out of hospital。
基础菩萨加持，我记得莲前上师。看着我的脸孔，我说：“好漂亮。”
Master, look at my face and
看着我脸孔，非黑的很厉害。
Thought that my face look kind of dark.
人很是无常的哈。看到的这个
，The life is very.
想起我从前的，我也是不错的。
Had a pretty good life.
我这人呢，出门了，我带3张护照。
I would have 3 passports when I leave.When I go traveling,
少妇的时候哈，20多岁的时候的相片，一张是我。
There's one. Oh, there's 3 pictures that I carry with me. One is when I was in my 20.
最近的张相片是非常的、非常的、非常的，比较特殊一点的哈。
There's a special one that I carry.
移民关的，我记得美国关口两次。
The immigration.
那个移民关口的人说，哇，
哇，
两次，那时候我的脸孔变得实在是厉害了。
I've been stopped twice because my face looked different now from the picture.
非常不容易，所以说
really hard to tell the difference.
经历了这个病苦哈，我也自己本身也是个癌症病人哈，所以说我对所有的有病苦的人都是。
Because I'm a cancer patient.
同情,
so I'm very sympathetic or empathetic to the But I'm one of the most optimistic patients of all.
面对医生，因为我在那个医院里面是他们是教学医院哈，常常拿来病人做试验。
In the hospital,
病人
they do quite a bit experiment.
最严重的时候是我的脾脏肿大。
My pancreas was swollen.
大个哈，肿得非常大。
It was really big and really big.
非常危险的。
It was very dangerous at that time.
这个淑兰师姐的鼓励，我去台湾。接受这个十种丁状的灌顶。
So luckily, I was able to get through the empowerment of the
金母大天尊所传的法，这个肿瘤我修了。之后呢，我还经过化疗。
And after that, I got chemo.
奇怪，这
after that,
脾脏的自然缩到回到原来的位置。
And the pancreas actually shrunk to its original size after I got.
非常好吧，其实
They're saying perhaps the result of the chemo was really good, but I feel it was because the empowerment of the Kala Chakra. So Grandma said that when you are sick, you actually are trying to, you are purifying your karma.
我离开我的家的时候
When I
had
left the house, left the home, I got really sick, and I was a volunteer at the temple.
每次做那个骨髓抽脂的时候，我都去跟胡菩萨说，我无话可说，我自己受了业障，我自己。
Every time we go through the procedure for the bone marrow,
自己要去承担。
Puncture the bone marrow that I would.
治疗你的你就承担。
I would tell the Buddha, saying, I know I have really heavy karma, so I know I have to go through this. I'm grateful to the Grandmaster. Grateful to all the teaching.
我的亲身的感受。
All the Dharma he has been taught.
在我这个短短的人生之中呢。我这个椅子的量力量非常的强。
That I've been receiving a lot of very strong empowerment.
说一个非常短小的故事，为什么我会发心在正如理上这里做义工？这里看到很。
Why would I want to become volunteer?
我心里想，我小时候我读过一个
在课本
里面一个小故事。
I've read a book when I was a little kid. There was a little boy.
就说荷兰的阿姆斯特丹的有个波堤河堤反海水。
There's a
一个小
a lake by the Amsterdam.
走过看到
you walk by there
一个小洞流出了水。啊，这个小男孩想不得了，这个河堤呢
？I found a hole on the
的话，这个是河就会泛滥。
Of the dam and the water was leaking from the hole.
所以他这个。
So he
stuck
his finger into the hole to prevent the water from leaking. He was standing there until the next day, next morning. Didn't know how long it took. That when people found him, he had actually bended, but his finger was still stuck in.
我的心念就是舍我利他，就是一个菩萨的心肠。
This is a Buddha's heart to benefit others.
做人就是这么样子，哦，法不听心。
And he wasn't conscious when they found him.
不是做义工的义工，不是为了做义工而做义工，是为了自己那个心去做义工。
We not volunteer for volunteering purpose. We volunteer for ourselves. Thank you much, everybody.
顶礼根本上师。
Pay homage to Guru.
顶礼坛城三宝。
Pay homage pilgrimage to read Joe's.
各位上师、教授师、法师、各位同修、
Master Reverend and Dhamma Educator, disciples, everybody over in China, 阿弥陀佛。
在前几天，哈
，few days ago,
的新闻
，I read the news.
在台湾
，in Taiwan,
在台湾的南部
，south of Taiwan,
在南部个山区里面
，in the around in the mountain,
个山羊
，there's a goat,
农夫哈，他突然间经过的时候呢
，the farmer passed by and saw a goat,
羊在要去咬他们，那里面的羊群有一只。母羊
，There's a
小山羊
，the goat and then the little baby, the baby one.
那么小而已，好那么小。
Only this big.
那母羊呢？它是逃跑了
，skip away, ran away.
被咬死了
，and the baby
是受重伤，好受伤。
Got bitten to death.
农夫看到了就赶紧把它救回来
，was in serious.
带到家里面去
，injured. And so the farmer took the baby goat home.
就在他们家里面过日子
，so the
非常的熟悉。
So the goat been living in this farmer's house.
孩子
，it's been pretty happy.
羊呢，就每天上午
，and the farmer has some kids.
然后呢，傍晚的时候
，the goats would send them off to work.
里面来
，and we go back home.
而且呢，在他的家里面有一只土狗。
There's a dog.
那这个羊呢
？The farmer has the dog.
曾经被狗咬伤的，
它是一样。Bitten by another dog before. And it's also being taken care by the farmer.
农夫的朋友来看他。
One day, the farmer's friend came by to visit.
这个羊哦，不是普通的。
Told him, say this is not a regular goat.
列为保育动物。
This is one of the
叫什么？
The protect the species of the goat in Taiwan.Has a really long, it's really rare type of a goat. Has really long hair.
然后给他去找自己的母亲。
And so the friend suggests that he should let the goat go home and then back to his mom.
那这个农夫就一只一只的去做手势，要给他去。
So afterward, the farmer has.Gesture to have the goat to go.
到了晚上的时候，农夫家要吃晚餐了。
And when at night when they have dinner,
出现了
，and the goat reappeared.
之后呢，农夫当时很高兴呢，这个羊。
Farmer was really happy.
就一样的哈，去喂它牛奶，然后再
feed them again with the milk.
给这羊吃。
And cook some food for them.
是也很奇怪哦。
But strangely,
就说。到了过了之，就是那天过了之后呢。
After that day, the goat.
他呢，晚上哈都会来到这个家里面。
Would return home at night.
孩子的这个床下。
Would sleep underneath the bed of the kids.
睡到隔天清晨的。
Until the next day around 10 o'clock, then they would leave.
然后去山里面。
4 o'clock in the morning, and they would go back to the mountain.
回到主人的心，就希望他能够回归山里面，但是羊呢还是很。怎么讲呢？很依恋这个家。
So the goat has an emotional attachment to this home.
上司嘛，这比较不一样的。
We talked about the
上司法师跟我讲，我们这上司
嘛，
他会去抓这个天上飞的乌鸦。
That he catch the crow.
天上乌鸦哈，他招了几群的乌鸦来。
In the air.
来啄那个上司嘛。
And all the crow would get together and try to attack.The master cat that we used to have here in the temple.
所看到的，天上所飞的，这个鸟禽。
But the birds that fly in the air.
像在
这样。Animals.
偶尔会看到一些鹿。
Sometimes we see
some
deer.
是说，好兔子。
Bunnies.
这些动物哦。
But these animals, when they see people,
逃开的。
They would run away. Usually they would run away.
你举目所见任何的动物，它都是有感情、有思想的。
Animals they have their own thoughts and feelings.
因此它会去离开。那事实上呢，我们和动物之间，互换人之间呢，你如果说一般是属于比较淡的缘分，就是说
，usually the affinity between the people and animal
一见之后就没有印象
，it's not as strong
这样子的，比较好的善缘。 他看到你
it's easy, pretty easy to end the relationship.
想跟你好亲近
if they want to be close to you, then
it'd
be a good
opportunity.
If they looked at you, they don't like you, they might attack you,
might eat you.
But in Buddhism,
教导里面
Buddhist teaching,
我们的根本本师释迦牟尼佛，到历代的祖师，到我们的根本上师
尊尊，
他们所实现的，就不太一样。无论是善缘也好
，doesn't matter whether good affinity or
a
negative affinity or very
life affinity,
as long as
是一种慈悲心的一种示现给你。
To have met,
完全是
they would be helping, then would benefit, would benefit each other. Compassion, would have compassion.
这个弘法人员，像上师咯，他说是
master,
讲师助教，还有
the Dhamma educator or disciple,
学根本上师的行为
，learning Dhamma teaching, learning,
属于帮助人
，lose guru's heart, to learn how to teach, how to help others,
会跟你结善缘，很喜欢跟你在一起。
Wanted to build a good karma, a good affinity.
我以前小的时候
，when I was a little kid,
在小学的时候
，in grade school,
到我们那个校园的一个偏僻的地方。
I would go to a
很高的水塔，很高的水塔。
At one corner of the campus, it has a water tower.
饮水思源。
And it has the word says to remember the root.
当你在喝水的时候
，It's a four word in Chinese, like 饮水思源。
过去
meaning when you are drinking water, you wanted to remember what it was originated from.
就
remember the original of the water.
太短就不讲了。就说这个饮水思源是说人。
饮水思源是 to say that we don't
忘根本的
forget about the our origin.
不忘记你所承受的恩惠的。
You don't forget about
饮水思源
all the benefits that you've been receiving.
就比较容易健忘。
The people are tend very forgetful.
人家所对你好的
of the things that being other, the good things that other people has been done to you that you feel it's
别人对你好的时候你为了自己的利益你会去对他不好就是说
you take for granted of what other people are doing for you
在社会上太多太多了刚才一开始提到那只山羊
And early on,
we
talk about the three goats because the farmers was good to them, so of course they didn't want to leave. They have attachment. So even though the farmer wanted them to go back to get used to the wild life in the mountain, that's the goat nature.
但是人就很多时候是比这个还不足的，还不足的。那所以说根本上是他以前有教导我们人要常怀。
Sometimes appear to be what the human are less than a goat.
就感恩一天。
The grandmaster has told us that to be grateful as every single day that you live in.
你所欢喜的人，他曾经所照顾你的人
，those people who have been taking care of you, who done good to you, for example,
你有一天
，one day,
需要很多钱来
，when you need a lot of money,
度过一个难关
，to overcome a obstacle,
朋友也有他生活的需要
，and then the friend,
多钱，他当然是
has their own
家庭
needs
to 跟他的另一半
to meet.
才有可能把
so your friend has to consult with his family to find out where he's able to lend the money to you. So if he let you have the money and help you through this obstacle, later on, when you make a lot of money, when you give the money back to him, that's the way it should be. But when you return the money back to him,
你认为这样子就已经 平了吗？
Do you think it's
已经给他
you feel like you pay back him back the dues?
觉得哈不太一样。
I don't feel that's quite.
因为呢，在当时哈。
Right.
Why? 为了你
付出
很多钱。
That because he. Because you has tried to put together a lot of money to help you. Through the difficult time, this hard, there's no way it can repay the hard that he has been putting to help you going through the situation.
一种爱心。
It's a compassion heart.
虽然说物质上
although
欠有还是
成 the material, that you pay him back the material,
在良心上
that he lent you,
这个恩情,
but
你很难去回报,
but this compassion that he was put in,
很没有机会去回报这个事情,
it cannot be repaid.
好, 在这个社会上,
in the society, maybe.
以前交易你认为很正常，没有什么好亏欠别人的。
There's nothing.
不过呢，你再想一想，好，再想。
You have no in debt for others.
做人员
，but
在播种的时候
，work
在帮你做衣服的时候
，those who are try to
所用的心，是希望
to make the
织的人
the clothing the socks
他得到舒适，好
的。They are doing with the heart that they want to make it comfortable for those who wearing it.
所思所用的。但是呢，对方那份用心，他的那个用心
，the heart that they put in to make it
无法去回馈给他。
There's no way you can repay that, repay their what their what you know the heart that they put in to get it.
你所遇到任何的事情，任何的人
，all the things that you've gone through, the people that you have encountered,
确实确实
，should really think about it.
都是你要去。
There's a lot of things that you need to be grateful.
像的金钱的一种来往，来往。
Even though this exchange of the money of the material things,
用意，他的用心。
The heart that they have put into.
真的是，我认为啦，真的是。
I feel.
有所不足。
It's really not something you can really pay back.
所以以前的古人哈。
In the old days that we talking about, to remember the origin and also message.
过一天
the Ruth Guru saying that
就要感恩一天
that
有很深的
each day that you goes on that you want to be grateful
阿弥陀佛
that's what I'm going to show everybody 阿弥陀佛
那现在代表大家跟师尊请
On behalf of everybody Pay homage to Guru.
Yi xin jing yi liao min he shang sa jia zheng kong shang shi shi liu shi da bao ha wang
kama
pa
tu
da ji shang shi
master.
敬礼坛城三宝
Pay respect to the precious three jewels
啊，主持上师莲王
Residing Master, Master 莲王师母
各位上师教授师
All masters, senior reverends, reverends
各位同门
All the students
网络上的同门
And the students over the internet
大家吉祥
May everyone be auspicious
那我们先念一段这个
Allow us
六祖所讲的话
The discussions from the six patriarchs
善知识和名波叶
What is prajna?
波叶者唐元智慧
For that is, the prajna is what means wisdom
一切处所
Everywhere
一切时中
And every moment,
念念不余,
for the thoughts that are remain undiluted, and that is wisdom as they are practiced often, for this is the conduct of practicing prajna.
那么在禅宗
里面, Here in Zen,
我们常常
we often
明心见性,
to talk about one's Buddha nature and the origin of that, for the cultivation of it, is to realize that of this Buddha nature. Here, there are students arrived here from Holland. There are two Dharma male students. One is called, is named Dharma Lianhua De Xiang. May he please arise. May you please now be seated.
Lianhua
De Xiang here, after the dinner, he wrote some phrase, and within this phrase, every phrase, it actually hit the red heart, or better known as the red bull's eye. And then I asked, how old are you? He says 60.
那我说, 你要不要出家?
Would you like to go ahead and take renunciation and be ordained? And his wife next to him, it says,
世尊,
you should not ask him, instead you should ask me.
我一看这个老婆的态度,
when I saw the wife's attitude,
心就凉了一半,
and then immediately my heart was cold by half.
明心见性的人啊,
for an individual to be able to see its own self-Buddha nature, the heart is very gentle and soft.
我知道,
I know,
当然他也是属于怕那一辈的,
it's also that fear that lies from the other half. So therefore, I did not continue to inquire more the question.
这是他能够明心,
for that he is able to identify, see that of self-nature.
他就是一个明心的开悟者.
So for that, he is an enlightened Buddha nature individual.
这个追问起来啊, 这个荷兰的同门,
to continually asking the group from the Holland group,
他自己非常的用心,
they say that he is very diligent,
非常的精进,
and very sincere, and very hard work. He took Si Zun's books, he see it very transparent.
从中间啊,
from the middle
书的中间啊,
of the book
出来,
to be able to pinpoint and identify the main
point
of the book. So therefore he can see that of self
nature.
For this is very good, supreme. For I
当时想,
in the moment,
送他什么东西好,
what is it that I should give him that is good?
龙袍啊,
then I take one of my dragon vests.
龙袍, 这个也签了名的,
I signed it, one that I've been worn.
送给莲花德祥,
and then gave it to Lianhua De Xiang.
那么我就跟他讲,
and then I said to him,
你下一世,
in your next life,
还在人间,
if you are still in this samasara world, the human world, you come and find Si Zun,
师尊的主义,
and take the lineage robe of that of group guru in the next life.
好,我这一世有一个成,
oh, in this life,
给你,
I have witnessed, next life, you will guarantee to see me again.
而且呢,
and
下一世,
your next life,
是会开悟,
you will still maintain enlightenment and have this, then you will receive the lineage of the true Buddha school.
这个是啊，非常难得的。
This is something that is not often. For we have more students who have gained enlightenment. Actually, many of you may not have said it in the main point. However, it is not afar, and the distance is not far at all. Like, 莲花得祥
是把这个
Has,
一切边缘的通通不记。
He doesn't remember all of the
重要的那个
side points, but rather he focuses on the core of the points of the book.
非常的感动。
For allowing one to witness, it moves your heart. You're moved by this act.
什么明白呢?
What is it for one to understand?
字。
Understand in Chinese, it's the word 字 meaning wisdom. What is it? And the second part of the Chinese word is 慧. That is understand wisdom. 莲花德祥 himself, the wisdom, has understand, but most important of all,It is a wisdom that is transparent, that has been answered. So, six patriarchs say,
上回已经提到过了
last time I said, Pashna,
我们中国汉土的地方啊
in the history of Tang Dynasty, they translated to wisdom.
我认为
I feel,
这个把波叶翻成智慧
To take Prajna to translate into wisdom, it's a little alike,
但不完全
but it isn't 100% truth. Because Prajna, it is too vast.
智慧、啊、
wisdom
反而是有限制的
has its limit and has its the boundary, but You cannot take Prajna to find another meaning to translate the meaning of Prajna. So thus wisdom was used. You know, within the six Prajnamita, it said Prajnaparamita and also is...Wisdom Prajna Paramita and also Zen Prajna Paramita. For that Prajna and wisdom, it is different. Prajna is not able to transparent to see, so you can only use the meaning of wisdom instead. We, True Buddha School,
照片
we always have taken a photo, like when we go out or conduct a ceremony, we always see a very small white spot. Many people have seen and taken this photo, and they'll come and show it to me. And Sizun will say, this is the Prajna light. Every ceremony within that of the cosmos and the universe, there are many Prajna lights that will descend. There are many, many Prajna lights will descend. Once the photo is taken, then there were many white spots. It fulfills that of the cosmos of the universe. For the True Buddha School ceremonies, there are many people who have taken these photos before. These are the Prajna light. What is Prajna light? It is a little Prajna. What is little Prajna? It is one Buddha statue in terms of its altar descending. Every single deity will have its own Prajna light. For the center that sits this deity is that of the principal deity, then surrounded will be that of like the altar deities, for it is very spring and that is very beautiful. If you take your photo and you enlarge it, then you'll see many more things within this prajna. Like when the prajna, if you use your hand to hold it, then it'll actually like bounce. It's like that of the bubbles. You can play with it. Like, you know, the balls that you play like in circus. You know, you throw it here, you throw it there. But then it'll disappear. But then it'll also arise again. One time, it was in Taiwan when I was conducting the ceremony. It was over 10,000 in attendance. Within the cosmos, there was a grand prajna light descending. Normal individual, normal occasions, you do not see it, but that grand prajna light, it is all the Buddha, Bodhisattva gathering in a grand prajna vast ocean. They descend it all at once. Who can have this ability to bring this Dharma realm where all the Buddha, Bodhisattva gather in this grand prajna light to descend into the presence of a ceremony? For all Buddha, Bodhisattva, they are all inside this grand prajna light. Within, one who can see the light in this ceremony wrote an article. It says, Shakyamuni Buddha, or the presence, the great, the 10 disciples cannot invite the great Dharma realm of this prajna light to descend. Who can invite the Dharma realm of this cosmic universe to bring this prajna? Only Manjusri and that of the Purushan Bodhisattva. Only these two grand Bodhisattva have this ability to invite this great Dharma cosmo, this grand prajna vast lighting instead of an ocean to descend. For us, when we are conducting the fire harmo, we'll see the small prajna photo taken, these little one by one, and they're all gathering vast and many, but they're only little prajna light. But the true grand prajna, it is that of the Huayan, which is the great grand dharma, for where the Tathagata's realm, the grand vast prajna light that is vast of an ocean. And that individual wrote this article. Rather, here at Lu Shenyan ceremony appears this grand dharma cosmo, the realm of the grand prajna light vast of an ocean actually appear. I myself, I am very humble. How is it I can't compare with Manjushri or Purushan Bodhisattva? How dare I? For this is the compassion of that Buddhas. See, I, Lu Shenyan, it was pity me. So then descend this grand Dharma Prajna light to give me faith. For all the Buddha and Bodhisattva appear. So today, us to talk about prajna, it isn't just a wisdom in itself alone. It isn't this simple as that of just wisdom. The prajna, you can say,
释迦牟尼
for that the Thakur of the Shakyamuni Buddha
他在菩提
under the Bodhaya tree
他的无上正等正觉
for his truth nature that of the wisdom of the realization this realization
才叫做
is called Prajna
佛
Buddha
够跟十方佛
Can unite with the ten realms of the Buddha and appearing together. For that, a ten Buddha immediately performed the empowerment. For this is the true cultivation, the highest supreme realm.
So,
the light.Has prajna, has wisdom, but it doesn't always represent that of the transparent. For the six patriarchs said, that is represent place or location, all places or locations, and that is, it represents time.Every cultivator,Within everywhere, within every moment or time, every thought, it isn't always conclusive, but rather it remains some undiluted. It isn't always remaining that of diluted. For the six patriarchs said,For this is that the wisdom is being practiced often. For everything you have walked on, it is that of wisdom. This particular act, this conduct, is the act of practicing prajna. This is what Patron Six Fara said. Anywhere, any moment, your mind, it should always remain that of the undiluted. For today,For us as a Buddhist cultivator, we need to practice this. At any place, at any moment in one day, you have 24 hours, at any second, you do not have deluded thoughts. This.Is then called that wisdom is being practiced often, for this is then the conduct of one's practicing. You need to learn this. This isn't easy for every practitioner to have this and learn, because we often will have the deluded thoughts. When we are walking, we go out the door.
我们看到了一个
When we see a lady
啊、哦、那么这个小姐长得
And this lady
标志
Is very
啊非常的标志
Proper Very beautiful It's not very easily to be picky、
啊、
At this moment
你就会多看她几眼
Then you'll look at her a few more moment A few more times, it's okay. When you look at something beautiful, of course you're going to take a look a few more times. What's wrong with this? But your heart may not have the delusion thoughts. This is that where every moment, thoughts remain undiluted. For example, us, in the public places,We see a purse.
那么我们知道那个
We know this purse.
啊，里面一定有 credit card.
It's thick. It has credit cards. It has money. It has things. It's something that people have. Someone has lost this purse.
念念不渝的话，就是
If you are not concluded with the mind being undiluted, that this is something, and this is someone else's item. They have lost it. If you are to remain deluded, then you could take it to the area of lost and found, or the police, or the security of that public, or the administration for the area. For this is that because you're always remaining undiluted. If you have greed and you take it, and then you hide it, and then you leave the premise, and then you go home and you start looking inside. Oh, you have picked something, you're very happy. And then later, and then the police will enter your house because now they have all these hidden cameras. It is you who have taken it. You see? This, within the mind, if it was undiluted, then you will not conduct the unlawful act. So, at any place, at any time, your thoughts are to remain undiluted, for this is cultivation. Here, in talking about seeing pretty ladies, there's a joke. There's a couple walking on the street. The husband saw a beautiful lady, kept looking at it, and then the wife standing next said, and the wife said, oh, I
see.
Look, whenever you see all the beautiful lady, then my heart is very unsettling, the wife says. And then the husband says in response, when I have seen these ladies, and then when I look at you, I also feel quite unhappy in my heart. The two people have the same heart where they're all unhappy. This is a joke. Earlier, Reverend Lian Mei said, you taken three photos? Please do not bring it to show me. Don't bring it to me. See, I tell you, Reverend Lian Mei, prior to receiving cancer, before being renunciation of that of shaving, of that of the head, oh, leukemia, I'm sorry. For the individuals, there wasn't one who was actually prettier than her. May Reverend Lian Mei to please now stand up. Look at her now. Okay, may you please be seated. Prior to the leukemia cancer part, when she had hair, she was very beautiful. It will guarantee that you will look at her a few more times. But an individual with wisdom, seeing, and also the name of Lian Mei, this Mei is not the word of pretty, but to see this beauty, you will look at it a few more times. But if you now look at her, you will reduce the look just a few more times. Why? In that moment, you would look more often, but here you'll be looking at it less. A wisdom one will need to think this way. When her body is healthy and youthful, it is that one's youthful period, for she is one who wants to be
但是有智慧的人看到这样子
be beautiful before wisdom
他到了老的时候
when it's elder
他会变成怎么样
what is it that she'll become
那个雷美法师几岁啊
how old are you Reverend Lian Mei you're 52 years old
52岁也不算老了
oh it's not old
不过你现在这个样子
To look at it like this, it is a little bit older. If you didn't have cancer for being 52, you are still beautiful. It is still beautiful.
这个美丽啊,
this beauty, it isn't forever.
所以有了外表的美丽还
To have an exterior beauty, you must also have an inner beauty.
内心的美丽啊会表
The inner beauty, what appear that of your face will allow it to be very radiant and beauty.
很多人喜欢亲近你
And many people will want to be close to you, even if you were older.
很多人认为说哎呀
There are still many.
这个老人家
will still see this elderly
一定是非常美
when it was younger it is very pretty
因为他神情所流露出来的
because all of the radiant of the beauty that comes out the apparent and that of the pose for one to radiant and pose to have
有他的吸引力
will still have the attraction and the attraction a wisdom oneWill see the exterior, the appearance, but rather will see the interior beauty, but also it's to come.
So, 不会被迷惑
so one will not be deluded by.
一切时钟啊，一切
For every
都不会
moment, for every place, the thoughts are to remain undiluted as a.Individual, you'll change, you'll transform.
此尊
my student,
my,
one of my
colleagues,
a schoolmate,
那么
send me a,
就给他放在这个网络上
a CD and place it on the,
in,
on the internet, my graduation picture.
所有的人都认不出来
No one recognized me.
那天看到的人举手。
Those of you who witnessed it that day saw it, raise your hand. Who have actually saw the CD on the computer?
我年轻的时候
Do you think, when I was young, was I like that? Is it this look now? It's different.
是不是不同呢?
Isn't it unlike?
完全不同，而且认不出来。
You couldn't identify and recognize it.
所以会变化的。
For you can't transform.
外表的美绝对。
The beauty that lies exterior, it isn't that of the inner. It will transform and it will change.
有智慧的人。
So individual who has wisdom, you must look within. It isn't looking the exterior.
像
like
雷美法师所讲。
Lian Mei 法师 Reverend Lian Mei said
他对一个荷兰啊一个小孩子那个故事我
A story from the
individual
I have read this particular story
几乎小学
The story is very vast I have studied it when I was in elementary
那个就是表现了一个童子的
That is a story of the appearance
慈悲哈、啊
A compassion heart, and this child sees afar, use its own hand, use its own hand to cover, and the finger to actually cover the hole. For the child sees afar. For us as Buddhist practitioner, we may not lose against the act of this. We must have more wisdom, but most more we have the compassion. So as an individual being a Bodhisattva like Reverend Lian Mei, But she will also have the beauty because of the one day become a Bodhisattva.
我现在多看她几眼。
Now I look at her a few more times.
这个灵旺上师也谈到啊，这个山。
Master Lian Wang talked about
有感情的。
The goats having emotions and feelings. Human beings, we cannot be feelingless. So,
自己的妻子生日的时候
like when it's your own kid's birthday, will then give a birthday gift. The wife, here's a joke.
有一个老婆对她的老公说
A wife saying to a husband, today is my birthday, what are you going to give me? And the husband said, I will give you a large, for the item coming overseas, it's very large, whether it's clothes, purse, but these are all branded names. Wow, this is incredible.It's very thankful to the husband to give me this grand one. And then it said, we'll give you a one large grand. Make Luna.
生日刚刚过阳历。
师母 just had her birthday.
四月二十号。
Was lunar April the 20th?
在美国出生的都过阳历。
Because here in America, when you have your birthday, you're going to a Gregorian calendar. But in Taiwan, we always use the lunar calendar.
4月20号。
Hers is April the 20th.
4月20号。那一天呢
？That day, Fo Qi, they bought gifts to her.
Andy.
And also Andy.
这。Son-in-law,
Son-in-law,
and daughter-in-law, son-in-law,
daughter-in-law. They still bought things to give. Only I did not buy anything. And Shi Mu said, she's used to it. From, when were the children? What age were they? 36 years old.That means the being married 36 years.
师尊从来没有
买过
一样东西。
I've never bought one item for 师母 and to give her.
我连意大利的通心
even that one macarolina, I've never given it to her.
但是呢
Macaroni.
师尊送给她最好的东西。
But I have actually given her the best thing.
听闻我说的佛法。
And that is the opportunity to listen to me talking the Buddha Dharma.
这个人是有感情的啦。
As human, we have feelings. Between two humans, you have feelings.
把佛法
I, taken the Buddha Dharma, given it to her one by one. But there's one thing I cannot give. And that is the realization of one's own Buddha nature. You cannot give this. For she must go and realize it and attain her own enlightenment, then it becomes hers. If I tell you what it is, this Buddha nature, how is it for one to see its own origin of its nature? But then that is I, and that is mine. This is mine, for I am able to understand this core of it and is not able to be moved. That is my own origin nature.For that of the nature that I see, my own essence of my Buddha and nature, I tell you, you still cannot see it. If I was to talk about this origin of nature, the essence, what you may see, but you cannot see it, but you cannot understand it 100% of what it is that it is about the essence of, for you must be able to have your own gain, your own realization. So I cannot take this origin of this Buddha nature and the essence of this one's Buddha nature to give to Simu. For Simu say, I don't care. She, this sentence, it isn't a joke. This sentence, there's an underlying meaning. I do not care that you do not tell me. I, myself, I will go and attain it and gain the realization and have my own enlightenment. I, as an individual, I have not given gifts. But what I have given to Simu is Buddha Dharma. My habit, although I have taken the renunciation and I don't look at ladies, I still look. But I am looking at its inner heart, its inner self. For this is remaining one's mind being undiluted. You must see what is died of the interior, and that is the inside of one's heart. It is the exterior. Regardless if you are a male or a female, it is all equal. We are looking that of the inside, the interior part. It isn't the exterior appearance that one's looking at. One who has a wisdom will be able to understand and to be able to understand this knowledge wisely. Here is also having a discourse. There is an artist. Every day I am now drawing. Some of the drawings are very colorful. Or some might just be a few strokes. Some will use the colors. Like yesterday, I used black and white. Yesterday, I used black and white. Have you guys seen what I have drawn yesterday using the black and white? Those of you who have seen it, please raise your hand. It's always just those same people. Yesterday, I drew as a black and white. Why did I use it? Because I didn't have enough time. Because it was time for spiritual consultation. So the timing wasn't enough to use different colors the outside of it. So therefore, for the drawings, there are many kinds. Here is another one to say. Someone has said this before. Let me to go ahead and start again. Had a art that's been there's nothing on this drawing. But the topic it says cow eating grass. And then an individual asked the artist, it is cow eating grass. Well, humans also eat grass, because vegetables consider grass, but instead it's saying cow eating grass. And then grass was eaten completely by cows, so there's no grass. And then what about the cow? After the cow ate the grass, it left. So therefore, the drawing was just blank. You see? An artist, it's very good. I have seen one of the display. It's all black on this drawing, and I see. You can't see anything. What is it that you are trying to identify? And the line says, black cloth. For this is a piece of art. And then the artist signs. But but someone still bought it.
因为那个画家非常的
because that artist is very famous. It's really just for that signature.
一个画家成名了以后啊,
Once an artist becomes famous, whatever it signs,
就是无价的,
then it becomes priceless.
黑色的布也有人买,
Black cloth, even someone would buy it.
这就是看内在啊。
For this is seeing one's inner self.
你买一块黑色的布,
you take and you buy a black cloth.
Seattle 的布行,
go to the fabric store of Seattle. Here we also have the fabric store. It's very cheap.
但是那个画家,
but once the artist put a signature on it,
不是平常的布。
And this cloth is no longer the normal cloth.
我们学佛
ordinary cloth. For us as Buddhists,
我们有佛法。
We have Buddha Dharma.
你就不是普通的人。
For you are no longer an ordinary person.
你明心见性。
For if you are able to have the self nature and be seen the essence of your Buddha nature, then your wisdom.Is already surpassed.
So
we are then called the grand, the
saying.
That is, it's just another layer as a human being, but it's called the upper.
佛陀的觉悟是叫做无上正等正觉。
It is called then the wisdom that lies above, for there is not one that is higher than that of this. There isn't one that's going to be higher than this word sang in Chinese, but it means above, and then zen means human, for this is the highest. For this is the importance of. For today, if you're able to have the self-origin,So then you could actually have the priceless of that is the no upper boundary for that of the true wisdom, true knowledge, true prajna. To have these, if you follow and practice, but this is what six Petra said, and that is the prajna. For this is what.The practice of one's following the conduct of practicing for the prajna. So it says, although here, Si Zun, I'm very normal with every one of you. I'm not necessarily taller than you. Or that of the appearance. Or I may not have.The wisdom, actually your wisdom is better than Si Zun. But why?
为什么师尊可
师尊
无上正等正觉呢
can say
师尊有无上正等
正觉 to be able to say 无上无上正等
所以这个人本身的内涵
So this individual, the specialty that lies
无声莫测
It is then become the utmost supreme of that of one.This is prajna, for this is not wisdom. For this is the wisdom that is being practiced most more, for this is the conduct of this one's prajna. For this tathagata, for this wisdom here, it isn't the normal wisdom. If you forever have this, then within the human realm, for you are then the utmost supreme, you have gained realization.For that is the human that is above the human being realm. If not having this, to have Buddha Dharma, for you are already supreme because of this Buddha Dharma. If you can, then identify your true essence of that of one's origin, then you can be arise where there is nothing that can be thus above it.
这个才是叫做内涵啊。
For this is called the inner specialty of the center. So,
波叶光明海
to have this grand dharma cosmos of this coming and descending down from this prajna, because you have received this 无上正的正觉 that is why it can be descending.
莲万上师他讲的这个感恩啊，山羊有感情啊。
For earlier, the human beings having that of the feelings.
我们中国以前啊。
Earlier in the legends within in China, in their
堂里面啊，家的寺堂里面。
In the altar in one's.
地精亲师。
It has a phrase. It has this five phrase.
感恩啊。
It represents one's gratitude.
讲一般人的感恩啊。
Let's talk about the. You must appreciate heaven. You have to appreciate earth. You have to be appreciative of one's country, to have the protection of the country, but also the military. At that time, it was the representation of the emperor, and also that of the elders, the parents. You must be gratifying. If you do not have parents, how is it that you are here? For you must always follow this. You must respect. And that is the mentors. Where is it that would you gain your wisdom or that of the prajna? For this, you must appreciate. If you do not understand appreciation or that of gratitude, it really is. It's actually lower than that of the animal. Are not worthy of that of the three coats.
啊，师尊每次。
师尊 ，every time when I am giving this, I must always have on above my crown my own teachers.
每一次说法开始。
Every time prior to the discourse, I must pay the utmost respect to my own teacher. When I first met 16th Dharma Ping,
我就跟他讲。
I said to 16th Dharma Ping,
将来我说法。
When I in the future to give the Dharma discourse.Atop my crown, I will visualize that as 16 Karmapa. When the Dharma King heard it, he was very happy. Then he gave me this empowerment. I did not miss in at this lineage. Every time when I'm given this Dharma, I'm always paying the respect of Monk Lao Mi, Sakya Zengkong Master, 16th Dharma Dharma Kama King, Tuben Daraji Master, for they are the crown above me, the masters, that of the teachers of mine, and the mentors. The teachers...You must always have them above that of your crown. Doesn't matter what they have taught you. For those that has given us goodness, we accept. It is that of our teacher. You must always pay respect that of your own lineage guru. This is a fundamental behavior. If you cannot behave this, how can you then be a Buddha?
人都不成佛哪里成
If you do not practice the norm of this fundament as a human, how are you supposed to then be a Buddha? You must respect your parents. Without the parents, how is it that you are here? You must then also respect that the mentors, the teachers. How is it today? How could you have this, you know, this little peanut of you? We as in the military, You in Chinese, this pishas is like, you know, this peanut
would
teach all those newcomers. These are just peanuts. They don't understand. Even the basics of being a human being, they do not understand. So to be a Buddha, you must understand. You must learn how, and most importantly, being gratitude every minute your own teachers or masters residing above that of your crown for this is success as one's a human then you have the ability to be a human being otherwise the element whether it's a goat or a pig you're not even worthy of being that so We are grateful to heaven, to earth, grateful to the country, grateful to that of the love and that of your own teacher, the mentors, and also the fundament of Tao, and most important is gratifying to that of the sentient beings.
真的都是对我们
really there are all gratification that lies amongst us.
逆缘呢，有时候
sometimes
we
talk about this need when it is the
来了逆缘
unlikable things or things that are happening and it's coming to you,
非常的不顺。
You feel it's very not, it's not smooth. Here, you must continue to be even more gratifying and offer the gratitude because the ones who is not good is coming to you, near you, and is, you know, taking advantage. You still have to be gratifying because it is teaching you that of the importance of the paramita, of the endurance. When one is scolding you, it is the endurance because you understand Buddha Dharma because they don't understand, but you do. You've taken advantage, but you must also be thankful because this individual is allowing you to practice that of the endurance of one of the Buddhist practitioners. So I have said, I live a day, I cultivate a day, live a day, gratify for a day, live a day, be happy a day. You cannot have the anger or that of unhappiness, for you will have depression. Today there are some of them, look like they have a depression of Holland, they said. They have this depression. I said, no, you cannot. You must be happy.
You're happy every day.
Every day.
Every day happy. I am the happy monk.
I am a happy monk.
就是要快乐啊。
For you must be happy.
你那么苦干什么？
Why are you so bitter?
对不对？谁欠你的钱啊？
Who owes you money?
啊，虽然是说这。
Although.
欺负你啊，或者。
Someone is taking advantage of you.
压力啊。
Or you feel there's pressure around you.
精进去。
It is.To teach you to even be more diligent to practice this Buddhist behavior, this endurance. When one is taking advantage, you then must bring out the endurance, the Buddhist practice. You must then radiate that of the power of the Buddha, Dharma, the energy, all the sufferings, the unhappiness, be happy instead. For one is living this human, you must be like that Buddha. And if you being a human, all act.
你能够合乎有智慧的
and then having that a practice of the wisdom is for everywhere, every moment, for the thoughts are remain undiluted. For this is what six patria said. For then this is when the wisdom is being practiced often. For this is then the conduct of practicing prajna.
非常感谢圣尊的。